NKVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news. It's a Tuesday, the 11th day of September for 2018. Well, the Jackson City Council has granted a 2-year extension to allow the Jackson View subdivision to complete building houses. The subdivision, located on the southwest edge of the city, was first approved back in 2003. The development has built 86 single-family homes, which are age-restricted for older residents. With the approval vote, the subdivision now has an additional 2 years to complete an additional 41 homes, as well as the associated infrastructure improvements. In other business, the council approved a new financial disclosure policy for the city. The new policy revises which categories of financial assets city officials must disclose in annual reports submitted to the city. For example, the fire and police chiefs must disclose any income from a business that receives income from their respective departments, while the city engineer must disclose any income from any business that owns or develops property in the city. The council also last night approved granting $5,000 to the Kennedy Mine, with the funds to be used to make further repairs at the site following the fire in the change house. They will also make additional improvements at the mine site.
Well, the Amador County Unified School District Board of Trustees voted unanimously to place Measure A, a $78 million local school repair and improvement bond measure, on the November 6th, 2018 ballot. Now, if approved, Measure A monies will be used to remove mold, asbestos, and lead paint from schools, repair aging fire safety and electrical systems, and maintain drinking water safety. Funds will also be used to repair leaky roofs and decaying walls, update deteriorating plumbing and bathrooms, repair and equip outdated computer labs and classrooms that support science, technology, engineering, math and the arts, and improve access for students with disabilities. Now, a Citizens Oversight Committee and annual audits will ensure funds are spent efficiently and as promised. No funds would be spent on administrator salaries or benefits. Now, the $78 million in bonds will be levied by an estimated average 5.9 cents per $100 of assessed value, approximately $3.9 million annually. In order to pass, Measure A must be supported by 55% of those who can vote on it. All registered voters in the Amador County Unified School District are eligible to vote on Measure A. To register to vote or update your registration info, call the Amador Election Department, 223-6465.
And Amador County firefighters rolled to a reported residential structure fire yesterday. According to reports, at about 10 o'clock in the morning, Sutter Creek, Jackson, and Amador Fire responded to the call on Patricia Lane in Sutter Creek. First responders found smoke coming from an air conditioning unit on the roof of the home. After further investigation, firefighters discovered the AC unit was full of leaves and debris along with bare wires inside the unit, prompting them to declare the home uninhabitable and had PG&E pull the power meter from the home until it can be inspected. No further damage was done to the home, and the quick response of fire units kept the fire from spreading outside of the AC unit.
Well, the Amador American Legion Auxiliary will hold a Patriots Day 9/11 remembrance, 9 a.m. to 11, at American Legion Post 108 on Sutter Hill. The Patriots Day 9/11 remembrance will begin 9 a.m. this morning with a special ceremony and moment of silence, followed by light refreshments and snacks. American Legion Post 108, the Auxiliary Unit 108, Jackson Fire, Sutter Creek Fire, and Cal Fire will all be in attendance.
And the Ione Fire Department and Honor Guard will also mark the 17th anniversary of the attacks with a ceremony today. The event will start at 8:30 and will include a presentation of the U.S. flag and a moment of silence exactly at 8:45. You can join in the community of Ione at the Fire Station Number 1, which is located on Jackson Street in downtown Ione, starting at 8:30 this morning.
And the Amador County Senior Center closed today due to planned maintenance by PG&E. The center will reopen tomorrow, back to their normal hours of 8 to 4. Now remember, the Senior Center is a unique resource for seniors and their caregivers with a multi-purpose center for community and private use. For more info, call the Senior Center at 223-0442.
And the much-anticipated Preston Castle Haunt event is finally here. The event will take place at the Preston Castle and is scheduled for the weekends of October 12th and 13th, 19th through the 20th, and 26th and 27th. Featured on Ghost Hunters, Ghost Adventurers, and Ghost Asylum as the location of several horror movies and TV shows, you're invited to experience Northern California's only real haunted house/castle. Tickets are limited, though, for each night, so order early. They are on sale now. Visit PrestonCastle.com. And that's a quick look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember now for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.